Harris and Davis in the morning on 105.7 The Fan.
So it was really sad news to find out when we woke up on Saturday morning that Earl Baltimore, Earl Weaver, passed away at 82. Let's bring in one of his old players, perennial Gold Glover, Paul Blair. Paul, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Give us some thoughts on Earl. I guess one of the things you did when you found out, I assume you talked to some of your old teammates, right?
Yeah, Brooksy called and told me about it, but it was just a shocker. We knew he wasn't doing real well when he was at Brooks's unveiling for his statue at the stadium, but it's always a shock to know from someone that you've known for a long time and been close to passes away.
And, Paul, he's beloved in Baltimore, but what made him such a great manager?
He was a good manager because he knew each individual on the ball club. He talked to you as a man. He was fair, and he gave you an opportunity to do your thing. He never asked you to try to do anything that you weren't capable of doing. He didn't put you in a situation where you were more likely to fail than succeed. He always put you in situations where you had a chance to succeed and be a part of a team. And he made each and every member of the team feel that they were part of the team, all 25 of us.
Talking with Paul Blair, of course, a member of all those great World Series teams for the Orioles. Talk a little bit, Paul, about him as a game tactician. You know, I think the average fan sees all the old videos of him running out and screaming at umpires, and they don't realize just how smart he was when it came to managing a game.
Well, Earl, one thing, he knew the rule book back and forth. Umpires could never throw any kind of rule on him that he didn't know. He was just on top of the game. He was way ahead of his time. He did he brought the stat sheet out for different players when you have put the right-handers and left-handers in. Earl knew the stats on everybody, on who you played against, who you hit against, who you were successful against, and he was just ahead of the game, and he was a student of the game, and you just couldn't do anything that he didn't, and he was just a guy that was out there, and he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew the right moves to make, and he made it fair for us to play, and he instilled in all of us that we were the best in the American League and in baseball, and we were supposed to go out there and play like it every day.
Paul Blair, our guest this morning. Paul, you mentioned he treated you like a man and gave you an opportunity. That the teams you played on, all you guys, were stars. I mean, some superstars. And how did he deal with that? Like, some coaches, managers, like Phil Jackson always gets credit for being able to deal with big egos and superstars. How did Earl deal with some of the tremendous ball players that you had?
Well, like I said, he treated everybody. We all understood that Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson were the stars of the team. But he made us all feel that even though they are the stars, we need the rest of you guys also. He made each and every individual on that field feel that he was an important part of this team. Even the guys on the bench, they had to understand that even though they weren't playing, there was going to be an opportunity for them to get in the game. If something happened, somebody got hurt, or you needed a pinch hitter, He made everybody feel that you were an important part of that ball club, and we all had to band together to play and be successful. And each and every individual on the team felt that way. So it was easy to come to the park and play every day because you felt that everybody was a part of that team, everybody was a part of the success of that team, and that's what he made everybody feel.
Was there real tension between him and Palmer?
No, I was just like father and son. We both of them wanted to get the last word all the time. But, Earl knew what button to push on everybody. And to get the best out of Palmer, he had to argue with him most of the time. And it worked. So we got Palmer. He became a Hall of Fame pitcher. And if you look at everybody on the team, we really had no problems with anybody. We were all like a family on there. And sometimes families argue, and sometimes father and son argue. So that's just the way it was. But when came to go out and play in baseball, that's what we did.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for sharing some memories of Earl. We appreciate it.
Okay, you got it.